Welcome to the brand new Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger and my co-host for this amazing journey is John Sarnay. In this very first episode, we are going to give you a bit of a rundown of who we are, what we do, and why we think this podcast is important. I hope that you enjoy it. John, dude, how are you today?
I am so good. Good morning here on a Sunday morning from Cape Town, sitting in my hotel room. Super excited to be starting this journey with you, brother Eric. How are you?
Yeah, dude. Also really, really well. We've been persevering with internet issues and tech issues, and it's about a half an hour since we've wanted to start recording.
true story.
But we're getting there.
Yes.
Listen, so I think it's really cool to check in. And like you said, you know, you're in Cape Town. Where are you for the rest of the week? What's your traveling schedule looking like?
The rest of the week is Dubai, Copenhagen, and Amsterdam. I'll be doing some work with the Institute of Future Studies of Copenhagen.
Cool.
Visiting some friends in Amsterdam and checking into my apartment in Dubai, which begins all this following week coming up. Which is really exciting for me. I love it more than anything else. What are you up to this week?
Sure. Amazing, dude. Yeah, so I'm only traveling to one city. I'm going to Durban. I'm actually leaving straight after this episode. I'm leaving, doing a facilitation in the Midlands, which is going to be really cool.
Nice.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. And then heading back to Joburg on Wednesday, I think. Dude, so...
Wow, it's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I'm excited. I actually don't get to go to that part... almost at all. Mainly Cape Town and Joburg. That's sort of my traveling schedule in SA. So I'm excited to actually go and see what the Midlands is about. Dude.
It's beautiful. I've been many times.
I'm really excited for this podcast. It's been in my mind for quite some time, and I'm really happy that we've pulled the trigger. And for the first episode, it makes sense for us to introduce ourselves a bit so that people have an understanding of who you are, who I am, and brought us together and what made us decide to do this podcast together as well. So I thought you could kick it off for us. Tell us a bit about a condensed version of your history and what has led you up to the point where you are today in your life.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think just the concept of putting a podcast together is a daunting one for me, and I've been thinking about it for a very long time. And you in your genius messaged me a couple of weeks ago to suggest it to me. And it took me really about 0.1 second to agree to do the podcast with you. And I'm really excited to be doing it with somebody of your understanding of both psychology, coaching, as well as tech. And so this is going to be a great partnership moving forward. Very quickly, I am a entrepreneur at heart. I've had many different businesses from a very young age, all brought about by necessity. I come from a single mom family and we were always financially challenged, and I wasn't able to have a job for a very basic reason, because I have daddy issues and I couldn't listen to somebody telling me what to do. So I was forced into the entrepreneurship process based on my own psychology and my own energy. And through that process, I've been very, very successful, and I've also been very, very have had very big failures. And through the process of successes and failures, I've really come to understand human psychology, because mainly I had to decipher my own psychology to get me out of depression, get me out of ruts of ways of thinking. And I've always been fascinated with the future. And I've really kind of combined these two topics to help both individuals, organizations, as well as governments around the world to really design a world around their psychology and the understanding of the future. And I write books about it, I lecture about it, and I give talks about it. I've got a few businesses that I like to have so I can practice what I'm preaching, as well as learning from them in order to help more organizations with the sort of lessons around becoming future fit. So, and I do believe in our individual capacities today. Each and every one of us needs to be building a personal brand in order to create more influence in the world of digital, which relates into the real world quite seamlessly. And so for me, the biggest thing for us all to do is to be able to share our thinking and our fascinations with our friends around the world on the digital web, so that when we do meet each other, we are already quite well acquainted. And I think for business, this is by far the biggest tool we have, is in order to build trust with each other and potential clients so that you are able to make decisions about somebody based on their sharing online. And so this is a very big representation for me. So now that we're doing the podcast, we've got more opportunities to share more of our research and more of our fascination. So it's just, it's a win-win-win for us and for growing our brands, and to also help other people think differently and also allow them to thrive in the future based on our research and what we're doing for ourselves and our clients.
Yeah, I love that. And I was actually listening to a podcast yesterday about personal branding. And one of the things the guy was talking about was that personal branding is becoming more and more important because of the mobility we have. So we think of personal branding in an organization, and it's really important to have a personal brand so that you can influence with it, like you were saying, in your organization. But also, people are more mobile than ever. So wherever you go, your personal brand / reputation precedes you, and it really helps you to cast a wider net of influence. Coming back quickly to your story, dude. So you've had 3 books. Has one of them been your favorite?
Well, that's a difficult question there, Eric. I think we've had this sort of discussion offline about our books and our favorites. You know, I love all of them. I recently recorded an online course for What's Your Moonshot, which is now 3 years old. And, you know, to my absolute surprise, I absolutely loved going through it again and talking about the topic that I'd written about that were fascinating me 3 years ago. And to be honest with you, they were so very relevant. They just become sort of dated for me because I'm continuously researching. So they're all great, you know, and I love them all. And really right now I'm more in love with my next one more than anything else, because the research that I'm doing around it is just really popping my mind with so much evolution going on around us, around the world. And I'm researching the sort of the evolution of so many different topics. So right now, I mean, I love all of them, but my fourth book is my focus and my fascination at the moment. But listen, enough about me. I think anybody who knows you and I is able to Google us, and I'm sure they've seen plenty about me already. Tell me about you, because there's very few people I respect enough to allow to coach me. And we did have a period of time where you did coach me, and it was a fantastic journey. And the reason, and I want to say this actually, is the reason I stopped being coached by you is I hated having a one-sided conversation with you. I wanted to actually find out more about you, even though I was being, you know, I was loving it, but I was like, okay, but I kept wanting to ask, well, Eric, what do you think about this? And you're like, no, dude, this is your coaching session. I'm like, no, man, I learned so much about from you. So the only reason I stopped being coached by you is because I wanted to dive deeper into your psyche. And because of your professionalism, you wouldn't let me. So here we are as great friends, and now almost putting these coaching sessions or discussion or thinking sessions on a podcast. But besides that, and the fact that I love working with you and I'm fascinated with your brain, tell us a little bit about you, Eric.
Thank you, dude. And thank you for that edification. Beautiful. Thank you. Listen, so I think also just going back to our coaching sessions, I think it's really cool how it progressed from that to us being thinking partners. And we were thinking partners outside of the coaching sessions, really, because you've been a very big mentor and inspiration to me as well. So it's really cool how the relationship has evolved over time. And for us to be able to do this sort of publicly now is such a privilege. So thank you for that. Very briefly, I started sort of this journey for me in 2007 when I graduated as a physiotherapist, which is almost a part of my history that I don't speak about a lot. But it really, I recently thought about it. And what sort of stood out for me is that there were two big themes that emerged for me as a physio. The first was that I was working in orthopedics and trauma all the time. And what you see in that environment is that you need to get people's minds going before you get their bodies going. And it's such a daunting environment to be in. There are bells and whistles going off in ICU all the time. People are unstable. So it's a really high pressure environment to be in, but you need to get people moving. And the way you do that is almost through tapping into their motivation first and being there for them in like some of the hardest times, most difficult times, enduring times that they'll ever have to go through in their lives. And then once you get that part of, once you get their mind going, then the body starts to follow. So that was like one of the sort of big moments for me in physio was just realizing that, and that I was doing more mental coaching than like physical coaching in that sense. But what I also didn't, what I really didn't like about it was hierarchical. Hierarchical? How do you pronounce that word?
Hierarchical.
Hierarchical. So like, I mean, the hospital, you know, there's the doctors and the surgeons above you. And I just didn't like that. I wanted to be at the top. So that never really worked for me. I pivoted from that into digital business. And eventually 2014, I started a website called Betterman. And Betterman became a community. The community grew to about 18,000 men. The guys were saying, well, listen, we want to do events. So we started hosting events, and that's really what put me back on stage for the first time. I was speaking at my own events. And then the guys started saying, well, listen, we want to do coaching. And so I was like, well, let me try coaching. And it's actually like, in hindsight, it's kind of interesting how this whole journey for me was way more of a pull than a push. Well, you know, instead of me saying, this is where I want to go, there was this bigger force sort of saying, like, come here. And so I started doing coaching. And then at some point, simply because the coaching space is so saturated with overnight coaches, I decided I want to really formalize this, and I want to find a way to stand out. And one way for me to do that was to go and do my master's in business and executive coaching, which has been an incredible journey. You know, I think we often talk about how irrelevant universities are becoming. And we'll probably talk about this at some point. But what I really loved about the degree part of it was just the structured learning that you get, that you often don't get if you try and do it yourself. So I finished that. And I think I was very fortunate in that I got to coach very high-level guys from the start because of, you know, Betterman, you included, which was a great way for me to step into coaching. And then, yes, I think at, you know, through our discussions, it was always really inspirational, always very motivational, always got me thinking at a deeper level. And I've done podcasting before, and I thought, well, how do we combine this? And so here we are today on the podcast, on Expansive. So I think
expansive. Let's talk about that word a little bit, because I think it took us a while to decide on the language, you know. And well, actually, it wasn't a while. I mean, you immediately suggested expand, and it's so funny, you know. I'm going to share very openly that I'm a big fan of ayahuasca and psychedelics in a way that it accesses our subconscious. And 2 years ago, I did a ceremony with ayahuasca, and she told me. And when, and for the listeners listening, when I say she told me, if you haven't done ayahuasca, it sounds really weird. But if you have done ayahuasca, you'll understand that you're having a conversation with a incredible spirit called Mother Ayahuasca. And she has a conversation about your life with you. And in that process, she said to me, I need to rename my team that works around me to Team Expansion. And I know you remember that because it used to be on my people's sort of signature. And that kind of fell away. And I was thinking to myself, like, how do I bring that back into my world? And I was thinking about it and thinking about it. And I kind of forgot about it. And then you popped up and said, look, I want to do a podcast. I was like, yes, man. And you're like, I want to call it Expand. I was like, no way. I was just having this concept in my head. Like, how do I bring that word back into my life? And so now we've settled on Expansive. And I think language is of utmost importance. And I've done many sort of vlogs around it, and I've written about language, and I'm hypersensitive to the language that I use both internally in my head and externally, obviously, to the world, as our words become things and things become our lives. And so Expansive is such a powerful intention and a word that gives the listener a real concept of what we're trying to do, both to ourselves, is expand ourselves in every possible way, but also to give the opportunity to our listeners to expand themselves. Because ultimately, there is so much of everything out there, and there's enough for all of us. So let's help everybody expand the full potential of themselves.
Yeah, and you have to be intentional about it. And that's a big part of this for me, is that we can talk about being expansive as much as we want to, and expanding your personal reality and expanding your business and expanding your relationships. And it's really about also deepening your relationships and accelerating the pace at which you go. There's many sort of words that tie into this, right? But I think at the end of the day, you have to really be intentional about it. And we'll always try and bring it back to make it practical and to make it applicable so that it's not just up in the sky, because we really want people to slot into this way of thinking and slot into this way of doing things. So,
well, you know, there's a great saying by Yogi Bhajan, who brought Kundalini Yoga from the East to the West. And he said that if you want to learn something, read about it. And if you want to understand something, write about it. But if you want to master something, teach it. And so in our position, where we position ourselves as teachers in a certain extent or a certain way, it gives us the opportunity to master our topics better in the process of sharing. And I think the sharing concept needs to become more and more part of our culture, because ultimately, the more we share, the more access we get to more genius. And our knowledge stream is like a river. The more it flows, the more comes. The more we become stingy with what we know and what we understand, the more it rots in a dam of water that just never moves. So ultimately, I write books to learn. I don't learn to write books. In the process of writing the book, I'm becoming a better version of myself. And this podcast, the privilege of this podcast for me personally, is another opportunity for me to share the stuff that I'm learning, I'm fascinated with, and almost the genius that I get access to that allows me to share more and more of it with people around. And the reason we're so generous with all of this information, and in fact, I've started putting parts of my book on LinkedIn now because I just want to share it as widely as possible. The biggest part is that the more you share, the more access you get. So thank you to all our listeners for listening and to joining us on this journey. But remember that this is for us the biggest privilege, and for you to be learning from us and to be listening to us is just a great bonus in my terms.
I love that, and I'm not even going to try and add anything to it. I think that's the perfect way to end this episode. So we're going to be jumping into another episode after this, because this is a new podcast that's launching out into the world, and we want to make sure that having listened to this, you can go and dive into something with a bit of content straight away and not just the introduction. So make sure that if you are listening to this, that you pop over to the next episode straight away and dive into that as well. And John, until we talk about in the next episode again, thank you for the introduction and thank you for being my partner on this journey.
Absolute privilege and pleasure, my friend. We'll chat shortly.